This is what these two men went to jail for. Kamal Bourgass, an Algerian national, entered the country illegally in the back of a lorry. That's going on a lot now, isn't it? In 2000, 3 years later, he was plotting to carry out a deadly ricin attack on the London Tube. He has links with Al-Qaeda and anti-terror officers in Manchester. Stumbled across him when they raided a flat, and of course that's when he murdered Detective Constable Stephen Oak with a kitchen knife. He got life for that, and 17 years in connection with the ricin plot. That's just one of them. Tanvir Hussain was part of an Al-Qaeda cell that wanted to blow up a transatlantic airliner in 2006. He was known as the Quartermaster. He spent hours experimenting with soft drink bottles in an East London bomb-making factory. He got a life with a minimum of 32 years. These are the sort of people we're dealing with. He was born, by the way, in Blackburn. At least he was British. Mohammed, you're on the radio. Good morning.
Yeah, I think in relation to these two guys, Kamal Bourgass and Tanvir Hussain, I think it's just another example of the long history of the injustices that the Muslims are facing in the legal system and in the UK. I would say to myself that I wouldn't necessarily consider them as prisoners of, I mean, as convicted terrorists. I would consider them as prisoners of war.
What do you mean they're prisoners of war, Mohammed?
Obviously, in relation to the domestic policy and the foreign policy of the United Kingdom in relation to Muslim countries.
And what about the fatal stabbing of a police officer?
Obviously, for instance, as a Muslim, my house has sanctity. But Islamically speaking now, if somebody violates my sanctity, I have the right to defend myself. So,
why are you such a troublemaker?
I'm not necessarily a troublemaker.
Yeah, you are. There will be Muslims listening to you now whose hearts will sink when you trot out that arrant cobblers that your house is your domain and you can stab police officers. You are a shocking example of your faith. You need to go to your mosque, you need to sit with an imam, and you need to talk to him and explain what is going on in your warped and twisted brain. You are a very bad man, Mohammed. Then you vote for it, Mohammed. What we do in democratic countries is we don't put people in cages and burn them. We don't take them to the beach and chop their heads off. We vote them out. We do not do what you do. You are nothing but trouble, Mohammed. Nothing but trouble.
What did democracy do for Iraq? What did democracy
do? Don't worry about Iraq. No, you have completely. And I'm urging you. I'm urging you. Not only never ring me again. I don't want you to listen to me again. You are everything that is wrong with that very small minority of your faith. No, how you can possibly. You have told me that the fatal stabbing. Right, we'll do it this way. You have told me that the fatal stabbing of that police officer was justified. No sane person, no sane Muslim listening to this. All you do is bring more pressure on the decent Muslim in this country who are just trying to make a living. That's what you do, and you should hang your head in shame. Go away. 7:29.